This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Afghanistan, the reduction of violence agreement between the United States and the Taliban has apparently led to a peace deal, one designed to pave the way for direct talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government. The announcement is expected tomorrow. The news is being greeted with a mixture of optimism and doubt. Here is former Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
To the American people, our message is, we are grateful for the help that you gave us in areas where there has been a lot of improvement in Afghan society, together with the rest of the international community.
Mainland China reported 337 new coronavirus infections yesterday, the lowest daily number in more than a month. But elsewhere in the world, things are getting worse. In South Korea, the hardest-hit country outside China, the caseload has swollen to more than 2,000, including 256 new infections and 13 deaths. The World Health Organization is urging all nations to be alert to the danger and to act accordingly. Nigeria has reported its first COVID-19 case. It is the first in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's raising fears about what could follow. We get a report from Henry Ridgewell.
Nigerian officials say the confirmed case is an Italian national who works in Nigeria and returned to Lagos from Milan, Italy, earlier this week. He is now being treated in a Lagos hospital and is said to have no serious symptoms. The case has raised fears of a potential coronavirus outbreak in one of Africa's most densely populated cities. Single cases of the coronavirus have been detected in Egypt and Algeria, but so far there has been no large-scale outbreak on the continent.
That was Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. Switzerland has unveiled a two-month ban on public gatherings of 1,000 or more people. Switzerland has 19 reported coronavirus cases, with an estimated 100 people in quarantine. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.